Hello.
Hi, is this Jason?
Yes.
Hey, this is Shaw over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Oh, doing all right. You?
Good. Thanks for asking. Hey, just returning your call from yesterday. I think you were interested in working capital or equipment financing.
Yeah. We had been kicking around a few different things.
Mm-hmm.
I had seen your email come through the other day, so I just figured we might give you guys a call. I'm assuming what would be probably similar to the last time we fill out another application and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. It was like about a year and a half ago was the last time we worked together. I think it was like for working capital, some capital loans that we were applying for. The process is the same thing. It's just the one-page application. We just need 6 months of bank statements. And then just the most recent tax return. What are you looking to do?
Well, I would like to have a few additional pieces of equipment for some work that we've got coming up.
Okay.
And, you know, maybe a little bit of working capital to get into the job sites, you know, to start being able to draw our estimates off of them.
Okay. Let's see here. Are you guys going to your busy season right now?
Say that again?
Are you guys going into your busy season right now?
Yeah, it started picking up for us. We've picked up few more projects.
Oh, that's good. Okay, and then what type of equipment were you looking to purchase?
Well, it would be construction equipment, like an excavator and, you know, compactor or something, some other things maybe.
Uh-huh. Okay. And how much do you estimate the equipment to cost per piece? Do you have any, like, quotes or invoices?
No, we don't I don't have any invoices. I mean, I could get some, you know, some quotes on a few things that I was looking at. I mean, I'm going to estimate that an excavator is probably going to be about $75,000.
Uh-huh.
And then a compactor is probably going to be about $40,000 to $50,000. And,
okay.
You know, maybe, you know, depending on what we've got, you know, to work with on your end, you know, we may try to pick up a few more. But definitely would like to, you know, have a little bit of working capital because we, you know, we're picking up a few more jobs. So we need to be able to have the cash flow to do payroll and fuel and insurance and all those things.
Yeah, mm-hmm. How long does it normally take for you to, for your ARs to come in usually from your contracts?
Well, it's varied between companies that we work for, but let's say we started a job this week, it takes anywhere from 30 to 45 days to start pulling money off of those.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, and sometimes, depending on the company, it can be faster.
Yeah. Okay. Do they give you any down payment at all, or just kind of like when you finish the job? Oh, man.
Well, the thing is they're progressive estimates. These jobs last several months.
Uh-huh.
So it's like the one I'm on now, it's probably a 4 to 5 month job, and I got about, $400,000 in this project that I'm going to have by the time I'm done. So, you know, to be able and I'm not opposed to, you know, maybe even purchasing some equipment, using it, then, you know, selling it after we're done.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been renting a lot, and that's good for the time that, you know, that you have to rent it. But long term, I'm not very satisfied because we spend a lot of extra money on rentals.
Yeah, exactly. The only good thing about rentals is you don't have to maintain it yourself.
Exactly, you can write it off on your taxes.
Right, exactly.
I'm not really needing very many tax breaks right now.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's also. Do you normally take advantage of the 179 at all?
The 179.
It's the tax break for small business owners for equipment financing. So you get a tax break. I think last year. The government upped it to, like, I think $250,000 for equipment.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a pretty sweet deal. And Yeah, I think last year they upped it to 250,000. I have to look into it. And then it's like a permanent one for a couple of years. And so
yeah.
whatever equipment you buy, you can write off up to $250,000.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'm
yeah.
not real sure about that part. I know that our CPA, they try to take care of us, but you
mm-hmm.
know, sometimes they may not.
Yeah, I would recommend looking into that,
cuz
if you buy the excavator and the compactor and the other pieces, you might be able to just write it off, and that could be, you know, maybe ask your CPA and see if they know anything about it or how to
yeah.
go around it, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then you can save the money from renting, and then you can also have the piece yourself and, you know, own it outright.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then how
yeah.
much working capital were you looking to get?
Well, I would base that based upon, the 30-day rule that we've got to get our money back at a minimum. So that's, for me, that's going to be two payrolls and a fuel bill and some insurance. It's going to run probably about $40,000 to $50,000.
Okay, 40 to 50.
Yeah.
And that's normally how much it costs for you to run your business per month.
That is going to be the minimum. You know, we have
minimum.
Some, we have some monthly payments on some, you know, vehicles and some equipment, stuff like that. But
mm-hmm.
but that right there is the bare bones.
Okay. What I can do is I'll qualify you for the largest amount possible, and then you can, you know, work with your numbers and see what is it that you specifically need. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. And do you know when you might be able to get, like, the quotes or invoices for the excavator or the compactor first?
Well, I've been looking around at different prices on the machine, just
uh-huh.
trying to see what's best, you know, what I can afford and what I like.
Yeah.
I don't have anything set in stone yet, but I could definitely
mm-hmm.
try to get some numbers.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great. Because we can split up your loan for, you know, both equipment financing and then working capital by itself. So
yeah.
that way, because we don't have a limit on equipment financing, but we do have a limit for working capital. So
sure.
if we combine the two, that's going to eat into, you know, how much working capital we're able to, you know, get you for. But if we split it up with working capital and equipment financing, you're going to be able to get, you know, more out of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Okay.
Okay. And then when are you bidding on those projects that you have coming up?
Well, I actually already have two of them
oh, okay.
Already in hand. I just started one, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of one of the time is of the essence to me.
Yeah, so pretty soon then, huh?
Yeah, we've already started one. And together, both projects that I've got now that I'm looking
mm-hmm.
at for the equipment and the working capital is going to be about $600,000.
Okay. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, we've been fortunate. Those
yeah.
two jobs are going to give us about 6 months of work, six, maybe seven.
6 months of work, that's good. And that's going to
yeah.
bring you through this summertime, so that, you know, that's
yeah.
good. How's
and
your
I'm
winter?
Currently, or go ahead.
I was going to say, how are your winter months like? You know,
well,
I know for some
usually,
constructions they're bad.
Yeah, they are sometimes, but I've found a few different avenues of work that
mm-hmm.
I've been able to capitalize on. So
okay.
we're actually going to be able to stay a lot more busy. And like I say, right now I'm bidding projects that's going to start when these end. So that'll be like November, you know, October, November, December time. So I'm going to be able to keep it rolling. The biggest factor for us is the weather. You know, if it's very rainy or if it's inclement weather, we don't get to work. So
right. So the next
yeah.
few months are crucial then.
yeah, being able to get in here and capitalize on what we got, being able
yeah.
to really get it done faster will be nice.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, and then do you have any other working capital loans out?
No, we don't have any working capital loans. We did a lease from a company. We started it last year. It was
mm-hmm.
basically we owned all the equipment outright, So mm-hmm. what we did was they took all the equipment and put, liens on them and then loaned us money, which they called it a lease back.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
that got us through some other projects. We have those that's currently open still, but that's it as far as that goes.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. So that's fine then. We don't worry about that then. Basically we just want to make sure we don't have any other, if you did know what the, balances were, if you did have some loans out. But if it's equipment financing, you don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then are you working with any other equipment financing, financial arms or banks or anything like that?
No, we don't have anybody that we go to. Mm-hmm. Actually, the last time was those people that I just mentioned from last mm-hmm. year. I think it was like June of last year.
Oh, okay. Who are they?
It's actually Dakota Financial.
Dakota Financial, okay.
Yeah, I'm not really happy with the loans that we've got because they're mm-hmm. kind of higher interest. But, last year we needed to have the cash flow and get things moving. So, we kind of ended up really needing to do it, even mm-hmm. though it wasn't a very good rate. But
yeah.
the people that I went through, she told me that if we early payout, I think, was like 18 months or something like that. So we're coming up on being able to pay that off. But,
uh-huh.
They said, go ahead and try to pay it off early so that way we don't have all the interest and things for the duration of the loan.
Uh-huh, yeah. Okay, so you had to wait 18 months in order to do the prepayment.
But also I looked at the fees associated with the early payoff, and it's really mm-hmm. not that much difference compared to what it would be by the time we paid it off. by the time we had the ability to pay it off. So
really?
I mean, yeah, really. So it's kind of like, you can do it now or do it later. I don't think it really would matter, but
it's going to cost you almost the same thing, basically.
Yeah, just almost, yeah.
Okay, that's crazy. What were they charging you?
Well, trying to think. I don't have the actual percentage number off the top of my head, but mm-hmm. I think one loan was like $100,000, and I think if we're going to end up paying like either $135 or $145 or something back.
Oh, okay,
so,
okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, it wasn't like double, but it's definitely not
substantial.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And was that like a monthly payment with Dakota
yeah.
Financial? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
There's monthly.
Okay.
And I think it's a 36 month or a 42 month. That was the two.
Oh, okay. It could be either two of the two terms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically all we have as far as the equipment. We have some smaller monthly payments for some autos, some vehicles, but
mm-hmm.
I think one's like $800 a month and one's $450.
Mm-hmm.
And then one's like, I think, 550.
Okay.
So they're just smaller stuff.
Yeah, smaller stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Well, it sounds like we can definitely help you out here. I have your email here. I think it's from the same, the right one. jsmithconst@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
I think I sent you an email like a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'll just send over the application. We'll just work on the working capital side first, so that way I can start working on your file since, it sounds like you're pressed for time on the capital side. And then if you could, expedite getting the a quarter invoices for the excavator or the compactor or any other equipment
uh-huh.
that you're, on your wish list that you want to bring on. And then we can work on that once you get that in for the work for the equipment financing side.
Okay.
Okay. And then
right.
the application, just one page. Just need December to May bank statement and then tax return. Do you already have 2015 tax returns?
I don't think so. I think they filed an extension. I'm pretty sure they did.
Okay, no problem. We can just take the 2014s, and I'll put in the notes that you have an extension for 2015s, so you won't have to worry about that.
Okay.
And then do you know when you might be able to get the working capital application in?
I don't know if it would be today. I'd have to get somebody in our office to fill it out. I don't know if there's anybody there right now, but I'm sure that we could try to get it in, you know, either this evening or Monday morning.
Okay, yeah, no problem. I'll just look out for it, and then I'll just touch base with you maybe like Monday mid-morning just to see where you're at if I don't have it yet, and also just touch base on the equipment quote side too.
Okay.
Okay. All righty. Do you have any questions for me while I'm still on the line?
I don't think so.
Okay. Perfect. So I'll send it over to you, and then we'll touch base Monday.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.